Everything that was announced at Formnext. Formnext by TCT has quickly become one of the world's largest events for additive manufacturing, AM, with this year's trade show demonstrating that it may only get bigger. Numerous big announcements were made at the event that showcase where the 3D printing industry is headed and who the leaders may be. Here is a breakdown of some of the biggest stories from that event. Concept Laser's AM Factory of Tomorrow. Last year, Concept Laser announced the development of a highly automated 3D printing concept dubbed the AM Factory of Tomorrow. Coming off of the high of being acquired by GE Aviation, Concept Laser unveiled its new M-Line factory, the first 3D printer setup to execute that concept. The system features a separate powder handling unit and production unit that makes it possible to 3D print, load powder and remove prints in parallel, rather than sequentially. As a result, the company believes it will be possible to set up multiple machines in such a way as to perform mass manufacturing. 3NTR unveils peak substitute. Italian manufacturer of industrial 3D printers 3NTR unveiled a new material meant to compete with the highly sought-after engineering plastic polyether ketone, PEEK. Unlike peak, 3NTR's N-Power filament is engineered to be easy to print and affordable, while still maintaining the chemical, heat and water resistance of peak. N-Power can withstand up to 200 degrees Celsius of heat. Roland Ceramic 3D Printer. Machine tool manufacturer Roland has been in the 3D printing industry for about 2 years now, releasing a digital light processing 3D printer. At Formnext, the company showed off a new binder jetting machine specifically for ceramics. Though the machine isn't quite ready to hit the market and the hardware is likely to change before it does, it could be used for high-performance ceramic materials with applications in the automotive, electronics and aerospace industries. Autodesk's multi-head 3D printing. As Autodesk has updated the popular 3D printing software NetFab for 2017, the company included an interesting update that came from its work with Project Escher, a hybrid manufacturing system currently under experimentation at Autodesk. In addition to cloud-based simulation and hybrid subtractive and additive workflows, NetFab 2017 includes control technology for powering machines with different extrusion-based printheads for parallel printing of a single part. Autodesk will release the hardware and software related to Escher's multi-toolhead approach as open source so that manufacturers can create multi-head printers that can print objects more quickly through parallel extrusion. Rabose releases OnePlus 400 Engineering 3D Printer. Rabose is another Italian 3D printer manufacturer that aims to tackle the engineering materials market. The company's latest printer demonstrates just how capable Rabose can be. The OnePlus 400 3D printer is capable of 3D printing medical-grade PEEK, polyetheramide and composite materials as jet displays ceramic 3D printed parts. As previously reported on engineering.com, Israel's jet has demonstrated new ceramics 3D printing capabilities with the company's nanoparticle jetting, NPJ, process. At Formnext, Jet showcased the ability of its NPJ system to 3D print both metal and ceramic parts with unprecedented detail. Michelin's first metal 3D printer. Michelin previously announced a partnership with industrial engineering group Fives to develop metal 3D printing solutions together. The results thus far were displayed for the first time at Formnext. The joint project, dubbed AdUp Solutions, involves consulting, services and 3D printer manufacturing. The first printer so far is the FormUp 350, an open and modular metal 3D printer. The system employs what AdUp calls the powder, machine, part, method approach, wherein repeatability and quality are strictly controlled. Arkham gets bought by GE. After a complex series of negotiations, GE finally announced that it would purchase a majority stake in Arkham, inventor of electron beam melting technology for metal 3D printing. With 73.57% of the total outstanding shares in the company, GE officially owns the majority of Arkham, complementing GE's acquisition of Concept Laser. Arkham showcased its capabilities at Formnext by demonstrating the ability to 3D print cobalt chromium parts with its Q10 Plus 3D printer. HP makes European debut. After officially unveiling its multi-jet fusion 3D printing technology at Rapid 2016 this year, HP displayed its HP Jet Fusion 4200 3D printer for the first time in Europe. HP development partners Jabil, Materialize and Shapeways will all receive the first installations of the system in a very near future. HP will be working with three German resellers to bring the technology to the German market, 3D experts, Kurt Bullinger, and SolidPro. Sysmo unveils new metal 3D printer. Italy's Sysmo previously partnered with German laser manufacturer Trumpf to develop a range of metal 3D printers. At Formnext, Sysmo unveiled its largest system yet, the Mersint 300, which features a build volume of 300 by 400 mm and a 500 watts laser. Big Rep releases two big 3D printers. Berlin-based Big Rep previously astounded the world with a massive extrusion 3D printer. Due to the lack of an enclosed print chamber, it was difficult to determine how capable the machine could be when 3D printing large objects. The company has now released the enclosed Big Rep Studio 3D printer, significantly smaller than its flagship Big Rep one at 1022 by 1660 by 1500 mm. Big Rep also announced a partnership with German industrial-grade 3D printer manufacturer Kulin to create the Big Rep Tech, a Delta-style 3D printer with a build volume of 400 by 600 mm. Perhaps more exciting was the announcement that Big Rep and Dutch research institute TNO would be collaborating on an automated 3D printing production system capable of fabricating multiple objects once. Additive Industries Metal Fab 1 comes out of hiding. Despite the fact that beta machines have already shipped to customers, at most events, the Metal Fab 1 3D printer from Additive Industries is on display only in the form of a scale model and a virtual reality experience. At Formnext, however, the company brought the printer itself. The Metal Fab 1 is designed for production, offering many autonomous features and configurations for increased efficiency. InVisionTech debuts new 3SP 3D printer. In a recent interview with Engineering.com, InVisionTech CEO Al Ciblani hinted that a new 3SP 3D printer was going to be revealed soon. 1 week later, his company unveiled the Vector Hi-Res 3SP 3D printer at Formnext. At 60 micrometers on the X and Y axes, the system has almost double the resolution of the original Vector 3SP and a build volume of 300 by 175 by 200 millimeters. Newcomer Orlaser announces first metal 3D printer. While Orlaser has been developing lasers and manufacturing equipment for nearly 20 years, the company only began researching metal 3D printing about 3 years ago. At Formnext, Orlaser showcased the fruits of its labor, the Orlas Creator, a metal 3D printer targeted at small and medium-sized businesses. Set for production in 2017. The machine features a specialty blade design for smooth operation and increased build speeds up to 30% faster than comparable metal 3D printers. Prodways releases larger SLS 3D printer. After partnering with Farsoon to distribute a series of selective laser sintering (SLS) 3D printers, Prodways has unveiled the ProMaker P4500 series of SLS machines. With an 8-zone heater system and temperature control, the ProMaker P4500 is available in four configurations: the standard 30W laser ProMaker P4500SD, the 60W ProMaker P4500HS, the 100W ProMaker P4500X and the 100W ProMaker P4500 height for high-temperature materials, such as the new Ultrasynth PA6X028 nylon powder from BASF. All of these systems will soon be available with larger build chambers as well. Stratasys new printer and partnership. After unveiling the 3D robotic composite demonstrator developed with Siemens earlier this year, Stratasys christened its relationship with Siemens at Formnext, where the two announced that they would be working together on this unique 8-axis composite 3D printing system and other software and hardware solutions. Stratasys also showed off the new Fortus 900MC. An upgraded version of its previous large format system, the new Fortus 900MC has an integrated internal camera for remote monitoring and is web-enabled to accompany the company's new GrabCAD print software, a cloud-based program for efficient print management.